In London lived a squire, where he long enjoyed a lady fair. At length he to the wars must go, to face the proud insulting foe. While sailing in the royal fleet, by which the French was fairly beat, it was his fortune then to fall in battle by a cannonball. The tidings came that he was slain. She wrung her hands and wept amain, and with lamenting cries said she, "My dear, would I had died for thee." What joy or pleasure can I have while he lies sleeping in the grave, in whom I placed my chief delight? All pleasure now has taken flight. He's gone, I ne'er shall see him more. Behold, the world cannot restore that fatal loss which I sustain. He now lies sleeping with the slain. The bloody wars by land and sea, alas, may well lamented be. For while men do for conquest strive, war parts the dearest friends alive. See women lose their husbands here, and parents to their children dear, that while the sword is drawn we find it causes grief to womankind. By true experience have I found some thousands are encompassed round with grief and sorrow now this day, and I am so as well as they. Mine eyes like streams and fountains flow, my heart's oppressed with grief and woe. The loss of my brave hero bold is more to me than crowns of gold. Had I an earthly diadem, I'd freely give it now for him. But had I that and 10 times more, all this would not his life restore. The inward torment which I feel, I am not able to conceal, but to the world I here declare, my grief is more than I can bear. Take hence my jewels, chains and rings, rich diamonds, all such gaudy things, and robes of sable let me have, now to go mourning to my grave. Since thus I do in torment dwell, all earthly glory now farewell. There's nothing steadfast here below, all things are turning to and fro. Alas, my splendid glory bright was in a moment blasted quite, and I in strange confusion hurled. There's nothing steadfast in the world.